Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend. TheFinancialSeminary.org is the website, and I encourage you to check it out. You can find his books there. Gary's all 4 or 5 or 10 of his books. I know he's got a new one on the works, and in fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that one. Gary, one of the things that you and I have learned as we become students of, I'm not a scholar, but I am a student of the Bible. I taught Sunday school, went to church all my life, and I taught an adult Sunday school class for 30 years, and you've got that background to a much greater degree than me. One of the things I think we can easily say is that capitalism, some parts of capitalism has its roots in Judeo-Christian and Islamic faith. What do you think?
Yeah, no question. There's a lot of entrepreneurialism, self-help kind of stuff in both. They were the original, you know, motivational literature, if you want to use that term, as we do today. But what my new book is about is there's just an awful lot of anti-Muslim stuff floating around today, especially on social media.
Christianity. There's a lot to go around, all
and
of it.
Christian, yes. But right now, most of the stuff I get is more anti-Muslim. We don't tend to be as hugely anti-Christian in the country today. But problem with my perspective is that nobody I know's read the Quran. They don't know anything about Islamic economics. They just
sometimes I think the terrorists have not read the Quran either.
Well, they haven't. Just like Christianity Today once called the Bible the greatest story never read, and it talked about the did you know the people at Wheaton College? The crime, the best kids in conservative Christianity could not put in demographical or by sequence, like Moses, Solomon,
wow,
Jesus, and Paul. The biblical ignorance there was just unbelievable, Jim. I wouldn't have believed it had they not done that study. And it's true of everybody. Did you know the guys who bombed the Oklahoma City building, Jim, had an in-house theologian that used the Bible to justify blowing up that building?
Wow.
And then they were going to pour 50-gallon drums of cyanide into the nation's water supplies,
wow,
based on what a guy could extract from the Bible. The old saying, Satan.
What's the takeaway from all this?
Well, first of all, I want people to understand that Islam began back in the times of Abraham, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks it began with Muhammad.
It began with Ishmael.
And when you read the Quran, Jim, it's just amazing how often they talk about all of these forefathers of Judeo-Christianity, in some ways, like reading the Bible.
Yep.
There's differences, obviously, but most of the differences, I think, is in what we call theology as opposed to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I
think one of the things we're running into, Gary, and I think this is happening in Christianity as well, is we're confusing faith with religion. I don't think Muhammad or Jesus brought us religion. They brought us faith, something to be faith in.
Right.
And the humans have created religion. And I think
that's
part of the
problem.
That includes the people who are writing things about against Christianity and Judaism and Islam.
Yeah. Well, the Solomon said there's one thing to beware of, son. That's the printing of many books. Okay? Sometimes I think, despite being a Christian author, I think we ought to just get rid of all the theology books in the country. Just go read the Bible.
I think we keep the books and get rid of social media. I think that's the problem. Hey, Gary, it's great to have you here. Thefinancialseminary.org, is that right?
Just Financial Seminary.
Oh, Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org. Look up America. Yep. That's one book. Faithful Finances 101. That is the other. The one of my favorites is his book on the wisdom of Sir John Templeton. Gary, it's always a pleasure. Come back. Come back soon. Stay out of trouble.
Not if I hang with you, Jim.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have him back again another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.